British Prime Minister Theresa May says she'll continue to try to convince members of Parliament to support her deal on Brexit. She called off a vote on the plan that had been scheduled for last week with the understanding it was likely to be rejected. Expect more developments on that front this week. And with me for our weekly look at some of the top international stories in the coming days is the BBC's Poona Ghadusi. And Poona, on Wednesday, the European Commission will start to release its plans for a no-deal Brexit. What does that entail?
UK voters have declared a referendum, as you know. It was 2.5 years ago. They wanted to leave the European Union. But now the UK politicians cannot agree on what exactly that means and how exactly to organise it without harming the UK and its economy too much. But there's also a deadline, and by the end of March, the UK has to step out regardless. The EU, for its part, has long said that the UK won't be better off on its own, and it's no wonder they're in no mood to make things any easier for them either. But while the UK Prime Minister Theresa May is struggling to get the deal she agreed with the EU approved by her own government and parliament, the EU side is making preparations for what may happen if all deals fail. So the EU is releasing its plan this week for in case Britain does crash out of the EU at the end of March with no deal in place. It's about important things such as how will they treat imports and exports and how to manage movements of people, borders, things like that.
But aren't there people in the UK who think that's a good outcome?
Oh, yes, there are. While some people in Britain are losing sleep over the possibility of a no-deal Brexit, there are those who, we call them hard Brexiteers, who think this will be just great. They're adamant that once the UK makes a clean break, things will actually work out better. There's another wave of people who also don't like Theresa May's deal, but for very different reasons. These we call staunch Remainers. They believe the whole Brexit idea has turned out to be so messy and so much less beneficial than originally advertised that it's time to roll back the horses entirely and ask for another people's vote to hopefully cancel Brexit. That's something the Prime Minister really does not want, though, and she's going to Parliament to quash that idea.
She says it would break faith with the British people. It would be an irreparable damage to the integrity of our democracy. But it tells you everything about the swirl of politics at the moment and the confidence within the People's Vote campaign that they've already published a response. So it would be wrong to ram through Brexit without checking that it still has the consent of the British people.
The BBC's Chris Moore explaining there. So while there's a complete paralysing deadlock over the three options in the UK, which are Mrs. May's deal, no deal at all, or no Brexit at all, the European Union is announcing its own plans in preparation for if all fails. That'll be on Wednesday. But in Brexit terms, I must say that seems like an awfully long way away now.
Yeah, a lot can happen between now and then. So that's
exactly.
Wednesday. The following day on Thursday, South Korea will be bracing itself for a taxi driver strike. Now, we've seen these kinds of protests in other countries over things like Uber. Is that what's going on here?
Yes, this is like Uber, but it's another ride-sharing app called Kakao. Kakao, which was originally a chat app. And its bosses say this new tool is a carpooling app, not a ride-hailing app. That's an attempt to define the service as different than Uber, because that was forced out of the country after drivers protested in 2015. Now, a while ago, Kakao had established a popular taxi-hailing service, which taxi drivers did like, of course, because it allowed users to call cabs. But now the company has set up a carpooling app among individuals, ordinary users, obviously not going down well with taxi drivers.
And these protests can get fairly serious, right?
Oh yes, to a scale that you're probably not familiar with in Arizona. In Korea, reportedly 60,000 drivers protested back in October when the app was first announced. One driver set himself on fire. He actually wrote a letter to the government demanding that his body be held in the Kakao headquarters. Other drivers have cut off their hair or even their fingers in protest. So as you can see, there's concern that the Thursday protest could turn violent.
All right, so another big event coming up on Thursday, an annual event in Russia when Vladimir Putin gives a press conference. Remind us what's so special about this event.
Well, for one, Mark, the length. They are never less than 3 hours long, sometimes four.
Wow.
And literally they go on until President Putin himself decides to stop. And it's also remarkable for the number of journalists that are involved. Russia's TASS news agency says this year 1,700 journalists have been accredited so far. The event is presented as a freewheeling, you can ask anything you want kind of an event. But in previous years, there have been sometimes too many, let's call them friendly questions.
Well, and clearly there's quite a bit to talk about, assuming President Putin is willing to talk about them, right? A lot to talk about with Russia in the
Indeed.
News constantly.
Indeed. There's, of course, the ongoing investigation in the U.S. over Russia's possible influence on the Trump campaign. There's the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. There's the continuing tension with Ukraine over Crimea. This year, we've also seen the massive military war games exercise in both Russia and NATO. Both of them were larger than any since the end of the Cold War. And let's not forget the allegation that Russia tried to interfere with the works of the International Chemical Watchdog, as well as the sports anti-doping agency. So, as you said, plenty of fleshy subjects are there. That is, if Mr. Putin decides to stick his teeth into them on Thursday.
All right, we'll have to watch to see what he decides to talk about or not. That's the BBC.
If you have 4 hours to spare.
Indeed, yes. We'll have to, maybe we'll set our DVRs for that.
Yes.
That's the BBC's Puna Gudusi. Puna, as always, thank you.
Pleasure.